pay less for your railway journeys with Trainsplit. See how much you'll save at greatdestinationsradioshow.com. Just click on cheaper train tickets.
The former Soviet Republic of Turkmenistan in Central Asia isn't really on the tourism trail. In fact, they only issued 990 tourism visas in 2015. But that doesn't mean there's nothing to see, not according to travel author Simon Proudman, who offers tips on visiting the country in his new far-flung travel places guide. It told me travellers with a sense of adventure will find a stunning and fascinating country.
You go to a country that's got some of the most amazing ancient cities that are unvisited by tourists in the world, and you can also see burning gas craters, amazing white marble clad buildings, and a sort of personality cult to the previous president Nazarbayev, which is just fascinating to see as well. And really, as you travel, you will be alone. You will not bump into any other tourists.
Turkmenistan is probably best known for its rather eccentric former president.
His name is Nazarbayev, and he took over running the country after its independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. Now, you have to picture what would you like to do if you became the ruler of a country? Maybe you want to build a wall between yourself and your southern border countries. Or you might want to rename things after your mother, like bread, or change the names of the week to be named after yourself and the rest of your family. Or you'd ban dogs, ban gold fillings, ban circuses, and ban lip syncing.
But the country's newfound oil and gas wealth allowed him to completely rebuild the capital city, Ashgabat. I asked Simon, what's it like?
It's stunning, but it's overwhelming. I mean, you almost need sunglasses. If you go into Ashgabat, the centre of Ashgabat on a sunny day, it's just white marble and it's somewhat over the top. And of course, he displaced quite a few people who live there. So it's the streets are deserted most of the time. It's a little like North Korean highways. In that regard.
It's the remains of Turkmenistan's ancient city strung along the old Silk Road that Simon says you should aim to visit.
One of the major cities was Merv, and it was actually the largest city on earth in the 12th century, which is hard to believe because people don't even know about it these days. It had almost 1 million people living there. It rivaled Baghdad and Rome. It was a tremendous place. And then, as with so many places in Central Asia, it was invaded by the Mongols, and they destroyed it, and nothing really was left. But at the time, it was such an amazing place for technology. Omar Khayyam studied there. Backgammon was invented there. They had these massive ice houses where they could keep fruit into season, so you could have oranges and apples out of season, which was unique and hadn't happened anywhere before. And they had a lovely canal running right through the center of the city, so it resembled more like the Florence does from the Renaissance times. And water was piped even into the poorest household had access to fresh water. So it was an amazing place. And still today, there are some buildings that are left around that you can go and visit. And it's a great place to spend a day.
And further north lies another forgotten city, this time one with an amazing building.
Konya-Urganch in the north, near the border with Uzbekistan, is a fascinating place. It's got the Kutlag Timur minaret, which was the largest minaret, the largest building, tallest building in the world in the 13th century. Again, no one really knows about this massive minaret. But Konya-Urganch was really like a city-state. It was part of Khorezm, which is a very small country. Flourished. It was a rival to Merv. It again had amazing houses and had scientists and was booming throughout the Middle Ages, really, until Genghis Khan came along.
If you'd rather see stunning natural landscapes, Simon says there's somewhere you need to go.
There's the amazing Yangikala Canyon, which is north of Balkhanabad. And that really is a rival for the Grand Canyon, except the Grand Canyon is pretty dull in many ways. It's just it's of the same coloured earth, whereas the Yangikala Canyon has colours like a birthday cake running through it. And it's, again, totally unvisited by most tourists.
Another amazing sight, but not for the faint-hearted, is the Devaza gas crater, otherwise known as the Gates of Hell.
It's this burning crater in the middle of the desert. What happened was in 1971, the Russians were prospecting for gas and oil, and they had a little accident, and a lot of gas was given off, and they decided to burn that gas. And they thought, it will go away in a couple of days, but it didn't. and it kept on burning, and it's burning to this very day. So you approach it's absolutely in the middle of the desert, middle of nowhere. There's no civilization nearby. So it's a bit of a journey to get there. But you get there and you watch as the sun goes down, and you've got this beautiful desert backdrop, and this massive crater of flames leaping out. And this, you just watch it and drink vodka and eat kebabs as the sun goes down. And it's one hell of an experience. And then you walk down to it and get quite close. And it's like standing next to a gas stove with all four rings on, but no actual ignition. So it's just like gas, it just stinks of gas. And it's incredibly hot. There's a roaring sound. But it's one of the most unusual sights I've seen in the world.
The roads in Turkmenistan aren't very good for driving. And while air travel is cheap, you've got to book ahead. Instead, Simon recommends joining an organised tour to get the most out of the country.
It's better to go with an arranged tour because, again, Turkmenistan doesn't really promote tourism. And if you arrive as an independent traveller, you have to have your own guide with you every day, which gets very expensive, as you can imagine, because you've got to pay for hotel costs and meals as well. So it's one of those few countries in the world I'd recommend you went on a guided tour. And there are lots of tour groups out there who do run tours like Petites and Corio and others. You will see a lot more of the country and it'll be a lot cheaper.
It'll also be a chance to try some unusual foods, some better than others.
Well, there's plov, which is really a Central Asian delicacy, which is buckets of rice, really, with bits of meat with lots of fat attached, which is stewed for hours. So the fat permeates through the rice, along with some vegetables thrown in as well. I mean, it's not maybe the healthiest meal, but it's slow cooked and it really is delicious when you get to try it. There's also delicacies like camel's milk, which really it should be kept in Turkmenistan. It's very bitter and unpleasant for Western tastes. And they grow their own wine as well. But as with many things, including some of the beers, they like things very sweet. So the wines are just totally sweet. And for my palate, undrinkable, as are some of the beers. One of the national beers is called Berk, which is a great name. It's just so sweet. I actually ended up pouring a bottle down the toilet, which I don't really think I've ever done with any beer before or since.
In recent years, Turkmenistan's been a highly controlled society. Simon said you can't take photos by government or military buildings like Parliament.
There aren't that many tourists around, so you do stick out like a sore thumb, but you're not followed. It's a safe place to be because there's a curfew, although it's not always observed. It's a curfew at 11 p.m. every night, so there isn't really any problems on the street. There's no street crime. There's police everywhere, which makes it a very safe place to visit.
But it does have one word of warning.
Definitely don't go in summer. In summer, it can get to over 50 degrees Celsius in the desert, and you wouldn't be able to visit Merv. You'd just be just panting and demanding water the whole day. So, yeah, avoid the height of summer. It's Northern Hemisphere summer, so, you know, July, August is probably the worst time to go. Best, and the winters get very cold as well, being a desert climate. So you want to avoid the depths of winter as well, because there'll be snow and it'll be freezing. So the best times are from about March to June, and probably from about September to November. But avoid Independence Day, because on Independence Day in October, they actually close the borders and won't issue any visas just for that particular period of time.
If you're interested in visiting, check out Simon's book, Turkmenistan, Far-Flung Places Travel Guide.